KSL Outdoors with Tim Hughes on KSL News Radio.
Getting ready to wrap up the program for another week here, and can't do it without checking in with my buddy Roger Eggett from Bear River Lodge. Matt Johnston, I don't know if you were listening, Roger, but Matt Johnston was telling us on Utah's Morning News, he's done some calculations, and if you look from January 4th through Monday of this week, so through MLK Day, he thinks there could be 100 inches that have fallen at Alta, and there could be 30 to 50 more inches coming just in the next 3 days.
Hey, you don't have to tell that to our team. We're guys with snow shovels.
Yeah, you've been fielding phone calls. It sounds like they're digging out up there.
Every day we're shoveling snow. It's incredible. Where was this in December? But it's here now. Man, we are shoveling snow. We're filling up the tractor with diesel fuel to plow, and there's a lot of snow.
Yeah. What were you estimating just this week alone so far without the storm that's coming Saturday, Sunday, Monday?
Yeah, my guys are crying because you said there's so much snow coming, but we've got 2 feet since Monday, since the weekend, since last weekend. We've had 2 feet of snow, at least 2 feet, yeah. And I'm sure up in the hills it's double that.
Well, here's the good news. They're saying that these totals will not only give us everything we didn't get in December, but will also get us ahead for January going into February. It's been feast or famine here, which I know is drives you nuts as a businessman, particularly somebody that rents snowmobiles. But the message today is it is time to play.
It is time to play, and we are celebrating. So if you want to get out, come up in January. We're kicking off winter just now, so we've been waiting. Come rent one cabin, get the second night half off or third night half off. Actually, we're doing it. You get all additional nights half off. So rent one night at regular rate, get all additional nights half off. Same with snow machines. Rent a snow machine, get a second day or second machine half off. For the rest of January, let's kick off winter and let's get going.
And I know there's probably people out there that say, you know, I'm not really all that fond of some of the temperatures that are coming on the back end of these storms, but it's always a good time to remind people about your enclosed defenders.
Yeah, Tim, I'm an old man, and I'm telling you, those defenders are awesome. They're heated, 6 passengers. I love taking my kids and grandkids out in them. It's just a family event. We all hop in, turn on the heater, the windshield wipers, and off we go. It's instead of 4 wheels, it has 4 snow tracks, and off we go into the forest and play. And those are awesome. They've changed my outlook on winter completely.
Well, and I'll just throw this out there, too. Even if you don't think you want to get out there with a machine, think about getting away to the cabin, particularly on a 3-day weekend where you can just settle in and watch the snow fall in the comfort of the cabin. There's just something about being up there staring at the national forest land out those beautiful big bay windows of your cabins that bring a calm to an otherwise crazy world.
Yeah, you know, one of my favorite things to do is watch animals. And if you've seen my social media the last couple weeks, the moose are all over right now. And you can sit out on a deck, watch the Bear River, and watch that side hill, and watch the moose come down to the river. And I put a couple of those shots on social media lately of the moose out there, and it's just so much fun to get out and just relax and enjoy the outdoors, even if you're not, like you said, not doing anything.
Yeah.
Just get out and enjoy.
All right, so the deal is through the end of January, which, you know, you still got a couple of weeks here, a little more than that. You can buy one night, get a second night, get the rest of your nights half off. You've got an even better idea and a better deal coming for the spring.
Yes, you know, April and May, it slows down for us. So we've already started promoting. If you go to our website, we've already started promoting April and May, rent a night, get a night half off. So we want people to come up and enjoy the transition season. That's a perfect time to get out and just relax and sit on your deck. But rent a night, get a night free, April and May, it should be awesome.
I was trying to remember when it was we were up there with our whole family and we went mud bogging, because that's still some of the best pictures we'll have on the wall at anybody's house, but just fantastic memories. It had to be late April, I'm guessing.
Yeah, you know, I'm working with a corporate client right now, and they said that's exactly what they want to do, is get out and have some fun in the mud, and they're coming up the end of April. And it's just fun because you get to go out in the side-by-sides, and just you ride up to the snow level, and you're going to hit it eventually, and it's going to be a little muddy and snowy, and you're going to have fun and get stuck, and it's just fun to get outside and play.
Yeah, It is one of my favorite things when we talk about the rentals that you have there available at Bear River Lodge and through Trax Power Sports, that you can turn your family into a four-season family. I hated to move us too quickly to spring because we're just getting started with the winter we've been waiting for. But whether it's winter, spring, summer, or fall, Trax Power Sports and Bear River Lodge have a great idea to go out and make some family memories. Tell them how to take advantage of that deal you were just talking about in January, though.
Go to our website, BearRiverLodge.com, and there's a special tab. Or give us a call, 801-798-1008. We'll help you out.
All right, Raj, thanks. Have a good weekend. Smiling, I know, because of all that snow.
You too, Tim. I'll keep shoveling.
And I'll be here talking about it. That suits me just fine. Again, thanks again for the sponsorship and support of the show as well. That's going to do it for this week. We'll turn things over to... The Greenhouse, Ton and Maria coming up. Don't forget BYU basketball today. We'll have the pregame against UCF at 1. The tip-off coming up at 2 as the Cougs look for their first Big 12 win on the road in Florida. Have a great weekend, everybody.